Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, the 5th of December, 2011. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I just wanted to weigh in whilst I'm on my way to work this morning with, I think, what's going to be a final thought from me on the whole booing and etiquette situation. And I've been thinking about this a lot over the last few days, and I'm going to pull together, I think, some themes from stuff that Pawari said, stuff that Jacqueline B has said, and stuff that SM2N has said. SM2N, I think it's lovely that you are trying so hard not to be rude to anybody. You're a very nice person like that, and it's lovely. You frequently use this allegory of conversations with people in the pub and how it would be rude to ignore people in the pub. There's one big difference, I think, between internet conversations and conversations in the pub. When you're in the pub, you are face to face with somebody and you can see whether they are listening to you or not. You know immediately, you've got that instant feedback. Internet conversations are all completely non-guaranteed. You know, I can't guarantee that you will read an email, read a boo, listen to an audio boo. And yeah, sure, there are things that you can do in terms of tagging people or putting people's Twitter names in or sending direct messages that might make somebody more likely to read or listen to your particular content. But at the end of the day, the only guarantee that you've got that somebody has read anything or listened to anything that you've put out on the internet is when they come back to you about it. And so I don't think it can be considered rude to not listen to stuff on the internet, because, you know, I think there's an underlying understanding that it's not guaranteed. Although a lot of people seem to think that email is guaranteed, which is another one of my personal rants, but never mind. And so this sort of ties into what Pawari was saying, was when you're on the internet and you're using the internet, you tend to find groups of like-minded people. You tend to find groups of people who work well together. And you make good friends in that way. And I think this kind of conversation and communication is one of those things, because if you're the kind of person who gets really upset if people don't listen to everything that you say on the internet, and you're trying to be friends with a group of people who don't listen to everything that you say on the internet, then you're going to feel frustration. They're not going to be hearing everything that you're putting out because they're not listening to everything that you're saying. So they won't feel as close to you as perhaps other people would. And so the friendship may not actually grow or may falter. Whereas I think when you find a group of like-minded people, if you look at the boo community that we're in, we're all fundamentally pretty like-minded. We all work in a similar way. We all tend to have a conversation, engage in a conversation, try to tag each other with Twitter handles when we're part of a conversation that's directed at somebody. But you know, fundamentally, we are all similarly minded. And you know, I don't think, you know, if I said something in a boo and addressed it to you and tagged it for your attention and you never responded, I wouldn't think that was rude. I would think, like Jacqueline Beer says, you don't assume that everybody's listening to everything that you put out. I am constantly surprised when people respond to people that I put out. You know, it's not, I don't have an expectation that everyone's going to listen to everything. I have a constant surprise when somebody mentions me in a boo. It's like, oh, they were listening. So, from my point of view, I think, you know, bear in mind the medium that you're using. I don't think, you know, manners in real life don't really translate to manners in the internet. There are some that do, but, you know, fundamentally remember, it is a non-guaranteed medium. And everybody uses stuff slightly differently, but if you can find a group of like-minded people who are similar enough to get on well, then you get a great community. And I am hugely grateful for the great communities that I am part of. I'm part of a great audio boo community. I have a great community of university friends. I have a great community of blogging friends. There's some great people out there, and it's fabulous to find them. That's all from me for now.